Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show. We've got, I don't know, merchandise or something. I just don't care. I'm going to be a waterman now. I'm going to be a waterman. I don't care. All this is, I'm leaving this all in the dust once I'm become a waterman. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and listen to the bonus episodes, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're like a pre-scientist. That's all I'll say.
Pre-scientist? You know, the job posting did say scientist, so I think I can call myself a scientist now.
Woo! As a scientist, my answer is this.
Yeah. I'll be the fifth doctor who doesn't agree that Colgate is good. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's the author of the book, The Dirt That Feeds You. You can find him at youtube.com/Grand Canyon TV. It's our great pleasure to welcome Crocky Meshkin.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Hey, man. So here's the thing. We're recording. This doesn't come out on this day, but we are recording on April Fool's Day. And I'm a little worried about what's going to happen during this episode, because are you going to punk us?
What? Come on. It's not opposite day. It's not opposite day.
It's not.
It's April Fool's Day.
What have you been up to, man?
I'm living the good life.
Still out there in the Grand Canyon with your shed.
Yes, living on the fringe of civilization, and I'm loving it more than ever, because I wake up, I look at the birds, I watch the sunrise.
You built that place from the ground up, right? The whole thing?
That's correct, yeah. So I kind of cool. went ghost
Well,
for
but
like
hang on, because
years.
I heard you built it on rock and roll.
Well, they built the city on rock and roll.
Oh, the city of Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
but you've been out there for a while now. When did you go out there?
This is
I'm
my
curious
tenth,
about
10th year in Arizona.
10th year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
Because you were in LA doing hip hop bands and Channel 101 and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm. And then, I still flow.
Is that
Yo,
your voice?
Wade and Willie doing a show. You know, Crocky Meshkin still got that flow.
True that.
Just soak that in for the listeners at home that can't see me. I look really cool right now.
We can't hear that, Willie.
Oh.
Do it again. Maybe if we're not talking.
Hey, yo.
I don't think it's possible because of all the sound elimination.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's my question, though. You're out there on the fringe, not completely off the grid, though.
Completely off the grid, yes.
Well, so I can't track your bank accounts?
I mean,
you're not completely off the grid. You're off the electrical grid, but you're not off the government grid. Like, they still can get you, right?
Yes, and I am working on my own gold supply, silver supply. So, you know, I'm in transitioning to that.
Is there gold in them canyons, or are you collecting rings?
Willie, we cannot talk about things like that.
I got 2 metal detectors, man. I'll meet you out there.
The men in black are going to show up to my door. So easy. They drop down in a helicopter, just boom, on a rope.
I'm just going to say this. If you found gold in the Grand Canyon, that belongs to the American people, not you.
Okay. Yes. And you guys ever hear of, you know, the Hoover Dam, Glen Canyon Dam?
Yeah.
Here's a theory. I'm going to toss this one out in the Ooh. Universe. I think they are giant sluice boxes. They are essentially, these dams are essentially catching all the heavies. All the heavies sink to the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
And whenever they run out of water in Lake Mead or Lake Powell, I imagine there's going to be a ton of gold at the base of those dams.
Oh, you don't think they're just collecting it as it comes in?
You can't get down there. I don't think
because it's on the front side of the dam where all the water comes. Yeah. And then the metal sinks to the bottom. So it's just kind of trapped in like a corner.
Oh, we're just, we got to clean out the dam so that we can flush it.
Well, why don't we scuba dive down there? Is that dangerous?
Depends who you are. You know, if you're like Jason Bourne or James Bond or Wonder Woman, I mean, I'm sure it's not that difficult.
Okay. So it's pretty difficult.
I'm going to throw, I'll wait and throw that.
Okay, you wait, because I want to ask you more about living in the Grand Canyon and the sort of like things that are happening in the world.
Yeah.
Have you separated yourself from all of the things that are happening in the world, or do you still pay attention, or what's the vibe out there?
I'm very much in the loop. So a couple days ago, the ants first emerged from Ant Hill number 3. They spent the winter underground.
How are they looking this year?
They're looking pretty good. Well rested.
They got some big guys or what do you think?
Well, yeah. There's some people. Like looks like they've been working out down underground. Okay. Spent the winter working out.
So they got
to
have some sturdy exoskeletons if they had a good winter.
Oh, yeah.
Eating all that dirt or whatever they eat for the whole year, for the whole winter. They come out. They're like little tanks.
Yeah, exactly. They're ready to rock. And it's always right around the equinox. The equinox for us was March 16th. I'm gonna throw out another controversy here. So if you have one of those sunset sunrise apps, if you look for the equal day and night, it's never March 20th.
Yeah.
But it's all over the news. Oh, the equinox today, March 20th. Celebrate the equinox. Oh, equal day and night. No, it's how could it be the same every single place in the world?
Yeah, especially we don't have an exact. I know that we adjust for the year, but that spot where it is equal changes every year. It must.
Thank you. Yes,
I think they're just trying to have fun. You know, I think they're just saying like, "Hey, it's about that time." I don't think they're being science about it.
I say bank this future episode equinox controversies.
Well, we could. Sure.
Because they're doing their secret ceremony. They're doing the equinox ceremony, and then we don't know about it. And they celebrate. They had all this fun, partied, and then they're like, "Hey, the equinox is today."
But like, you, how many equinox parties did you go to? Because I went to a few, and like it would be weird if it wasn't on the 20th, because I'm so used to that day. I mean, like if you was Jesus really born on the December 25th? No.
Okay, you got me there. You got me there. It coming together to celebrate for a reason.
It's about community.
Equinox is the reason for the season.
What else is going on outside these ants?
I'm going to be real here for a minute. I did have an incredible sighting out here on the ranch. I saw, this was maybe a month, 2 months ago, two bald eagles came to visit, and they brought a juvenile.
Oh, wow. So the
juvenile bald eagle is kind of like really dark, kind of brown and white speckled.
They don't get white till they're old, right?
Yes.
Do you think it was theirs, or do you think they got it from somewhere?
Who knows? Maybe I should report it. See something, say something.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe this
there's
was
a lot
just
of pedophiles out there.
A couple working on a threesome.
Oh, they like it young.
You guys,
they want that young cuckold.
Polluting my beautiful fringe life, my fringe civilization life. I'm living in beautiful flowers and clean air, and you guys got to bring your big city ideas.
Yeah, man. It's weird that like sex hasn't caught on out there.
I mean, speak for yourself.
All right. You want to do the WoW scale? Should we dive into that?
Yeah.
Wow. The WoW scale stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the 5 questions, I will give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a wait. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Yes.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, I think aliens have visited Earth. I'd say they've been here within the past 300 years.
Do you see any out there? You see any weird shit walking around?
I did, yeah. And I'm not going to like play up anything crazy because I did Star Talks for many years. So I initiated Star Talks at the first international dark sky certified lodging in the entire world. I was their Star Talk guy. So, you know, I'm pretty humble about it, though. I'm not trying to brag or anything.
Well, but, congratulations. I wouldn't be humble if I was in your shoes. That sounds like an accomplishment.
So I got paid to obsess over the night sky for about three, 4 years.
And you
years.
Turned it into Michael Jordan joke.
Yo,
and
he
thank
got the book.
You. Thank you. Yep. Here we go. The
Beyond the Blue Horizon, that is an incredible book. Beyond the Blue Horizon is the name of the book. Look that up on eBay, guys. That's a great night sky book. You know, I could play things up for when I had visitors and people come out of the city and they'd never seen the Milky Way and their minds are blown. And maybe there would be a SpaceX launch and you could play that up like, oh, I don't know what that is. but I have had moments where I've seen things that they don't fall into that satellite speed. They don't fall into the SpaceX imagery. They don't fall into the ISS look, you know, things that are like circling and twisting and, you know, but not yet not looking like an aircraft that I know.
Do you want to describe what you saw, or you're not even speaking specifically?
Yeah, no, I got one night where I sat out because I was seeing this thing just like circle. And I would estimate it was about 10 miles away and just like circling, but no flashing lights.
Same like, color and size as a star?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just going around and around?
Yeah, you know, nothing crazy. Nothing.
But
insane.
You're like, that's weird.
It's not a helicopter. Yeah. It's not a plane. It's not a...
Right.
It could have been a helicopter. It could have been one of those Vegas tours where they put people in a helicopter and they give them like machine guns and they go and they shoot like cars and shit.
They'd have to not have the anti-collision beacons and the red and white lights.
Yes. Oh, true.
Yes.
True.
Hit them with the facts.
And those things you could see. I try to, whenever I see UFOs and try to tape them, I always catch an airplane in there too. Like, look over there. This one's farther away. You see the beacon. Like, anyways, go on.
I've got a lot of my like theories, to be honest. Like, there was that whole drone thing going on right on the East mm-hmm. Coast, all the drones. Mm-hmm. It was, oh, we're seeing these weird drones. And they're like, well, they're not drones that we know. They could be UFO drones. Or I think on one hand, there's like theories that like the whole, now that we have like the whole satellite network that's up there, like you know, cell phones can now tap into the satellite network and things like that. You know, is it possible that they can create some kind of mirage or something? And then the question beyond that, like, is it sort of like a muddying of the waters? Like, are the aliens around and they're here, but they're gonna hide it by creating all these other things in the night sky so that they can kind of like pass without being noticed?
Right. I mean, there's 10,000 plus satellites orbiting the Earth right now, which is an amazing number. So now these things, if they're here, they have to fly.
It's one of the best numbers. It's such an amazing number. 10,000.
Huge.
All right. Question number two. Ghosts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't see that you stepped away. We could have vamped.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to get a little more light because I'm like falling into freaky red light zone here. But I do like the red light because it's like recording. It's like classic recording booth red light.
And Nightcrawler color.
Yeah.
If you're hunting for Nightcrawler.
I like it because it makes me feel like you're insane and it's always like that. And you just live in like a red lit shack. It's just the red is driving you insane because yes. Red makes you aggressive, right? Isn't that the thing that they say?
Yes, it does. It makes you hungry for human blood.
Oh, shit, you're a vampire. Did you see Nosferatu? What'd you think?
My Lithuanian side's coming out, guys.
Who is on your shirt? I couldn't get the hair.
So for the viewers home, I'm wearing a t-shirt, and there's a very simple drawing on the shirt. They can only see the top of the hairline. So we're going to see, can Willie and Wade guess who this is an illustration of?
To me, it's Abe Lincoln. But it's not. Just,
first of all,
I gave you some eyes. I show the eyes.
First of all, do we get any hints or are we just going by the illustration?
These guys were popular.
So
in
it's
the
a
80s.
Band. It's a band.
Well, you're making assumptions. I'm not going to give
you
that.
Well, it can't be an art collective. It's not fucking, what's his name? The Freak. The Freak with
the
studio.
Andy Warhol.
Yes,
Andy Basquiat.
It's not Andy Warhol. I know that because this guy's got thinning hair.
This is like the ultimate April Fool's for you guys. I can't wait till you find out who's on my shirt. The audience is just loving this. You guys got to talk it out, guys. Talk right? it out. I mean, the audience.
Okay, Willie, let's talk it out. Okay, so it's an 80s band? Is that what you said? You
didn't say that. I know.
You said they were popular in the 80s. You said they were popular in the 80s.
So it looks like it could be Malcolm in the Middle, Dad, but it's not because it was the 90s.
Okay, I'm giving you Bryan eyes. We've got to speed this along. Yeah, I'm giving you eyes. You're getting eyebrows. Describe it for the listeners.
There's eyebrows and they're bushy eyebrows.
It looks like it could be Abe Lincoln, but it's not.
It still does kind of look like Abe Lincoln.
Now they're getting eyes. Describe the eyes.
The eyes are baggy and old.
Very different. Each one is completely different from the other.
Ooh, okay. That's a hint. Smirk. That's a hint, Willie. Why are they completely different?
Oh, it's Gorbachev and Reagan.
What? No, it can't be because there's no birthmark.
Okay. Superman and Gene Hackman?
These guys are still doing shows today and movies today.
Looks like two faces are combined in one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not Bob and David. I see an N and an S. Oh, so the right side of his jaw is a Superman jaw, and the left side is like more of my jaw, like a normal jaw.
I mean, it does look like Gene Hackman and Christopher Reeves, but it's not. It's not.
Well,
Oh, my gosh.
It's twins. It's Arnold and Danny.
Danny DeVito. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what an amazing shirt.
Can you just cover up the Arnold side?
Yeah.
The hard part is their faces are such different sizes that you have
it's hard. Oh yeah, that does look like Danny DeVito.
To make a match, they have to stretch out.
It's a little more DeVito, but yeah, Arnold's face is longer, right?
So stretch the shirt.
Okay. Next topic.
I tried to get Moose to dress up like Danny DeVito and me and as Arnold this last Halloween.
Really?
He wouldn't do it.
Oh, that would be killer.
I know, dude.
Yes. Twins. I love that movie. I love the shirt too because
it's not as your night, bro.
The famous scene where Schwarzenegger has never worn a t-shirt. He's never seen a t-shirt.
Born to be bad. I know that movie very good.
So I love that it's a t-shirt.
What do you guys think of the pregnant one? What was that called? Mr. Expecting? Mr.
Mom? No.
Junior. My new movie.
I couldn't watch it.
You got to go see my new movie, Junior.
David Letterman, I'm here to tell you I made a movie where I'm pregnant and I'm a man.
You know, because Danny DeVito is like a piece of shit. So he's like all the shit.
It's funny. I was just watching a press junket for Twins for some reason. I don't remember why.
Of course you are. Of course.
And they were talking to Arnold, but then on the poster, it was a picture of Arnold, but it said Danny DeVito because that's the joke. They're twins, you know? And so he kept going, no, that's Danny. That's Danny. That's not me.
Come on.
He was just like really into the bit. Ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Bigfoot.
Yeah. I've spoke about the Mogollon Monster. Arizona version is called the Mogollon Monster.
I always forget that.
What's that named after? What's Mogollon?
Mogollon. I don't know where that name originally comes from, but Mogollon is a geological formation. The Mogollon Rim is you come onto the Mogollon Rim and then you're entering onto the Colorado Plateau. So it's essentially the high elevation that we have up here is 6,000-8,000 feet elevations. And
yeah, that's so high. Oh my God, that's so high.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are probably at 300, 400, maybe 500 feet right now.
Yeah, but we're from Denver, dude. And it's a mile high.
Yeah.
Illuminati.
Yes. Illuminati is alive and well, doing a lot of interesting things lately.
Like what?
I think the big thing that's going on right now, I'm going to try to throw all my conspiracy theories out here.
Nice.
On this episode. I'm an environmentalist, right? I live on solar power. I got, you know, just everything in my life. I've gone
vegan for like, you were like
10 years.
You were one of the later guys to buy one of those cyber trucks, which was weird, but yeah, I guess it's good for the environment.
Yeah. I got the whole package, guys. You know,
you got the bamboo you got yoga wrapped mat. In gold and shit.
I got it all. I got the composting toilet. but what I do think is happening, because I'm like, if these like Illuminati and these like billionaires if they have kids and they're thinking about the future and they're thinking about future generations, because that's essentially why you make a ton of money. Why else would you make billions of dollars unless you're going to pass it down to somebody? But why are they not thinking about the climate, right? So what I think is happening is they are trying to heat up the earth because there is something hidden under the ice caps that they're trying to get to.
That's interesting. I mean, somebody was saying the next world war isn't going to happen until somebody breaks the treaty in Antarctica, because everybody who knows the secret down there is like sticking to the rules. And
all right, so they're melting the ice caps so that they can get, like, I don't know.
That's something. All I can think about, because, like,
Megatron.
Just why? Like why would our world be going at this rate of just extreme capitalism, extreme development, extreme mining? You know, like the latest thing is to run all this AI, they're going to need more power. So now it's all about nuclear and bringing back nuclear power plants.
Do you think, let me propose a different, instead of melting the ice to get whatever they're going after, do you think that they just like know about a different planet that they can go to? And they're like, fuck this planet. Let's make as much money as, but then their money would be useless.
Yeah. No, that's a great theory. But the money can easily be converted to, you know, precious metals or, you know, I mean, Mr. Beast makes a ton of money, but he essentially uses money as a vehicle. He takes like 95% of what he makes and puts it into his future videos. And that's possibly what these Illuminati types are doing. They make money, but they put it into some other venture right away.
Spaceships.
Are you saying, like, it's almost like this is like Prim, or like, you guys know Prim, that town on the way to
Nevada? Sure.
So like Earth is like the Prim of the universe.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
It's just like, whatever.
It's where we'll you stop there. It's where you we'll stop out there when for you're a little hour. Too tired. Yeah.
somebody's getting, fuck.
Oh, you know, let's set up a casino here. Yeah, and never come back. We'll set up a casino. We'll run it. We'll make money off of it. But I'm not going to hang out here.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Prim is basically three casinos across the highway from one another. It's kind of a chill place to gamble if you hate Vegas, if you hate like fun, you know. What I mean,
fun,
like,
haters.
If you just want buffet and slots hard. Buffet and slots, and then maybe a couple of bands that just,
and a roller coaster,
aren't ever going to play anywhere else, like
and okay, a tram that takes you over the interstate.
Yeah, I'm going to call something out. Is like, we all know it, and we've all probably stopped there, which is the irony of this place that like shouldn't exist. It's like, why does this exist? But we went there.
Yeah,
it's
I rode the roller coaster.
Yeah. They have to do gimmicky things like that, right? So maybe that's why, you know, maybe that's why planet Earth has Six Flags. You know, it's to call people from other planets here. They're like, oh, you gotta try this Superman coaster. It takes you straight up.
They shut it down. All right, last question. The multiverse.
Are we talking like Joe Dispenza? Are we talking like Becoming Immortal?
Yes, that
counts.
What's
Joe Dispenza?
He's got a book called Becoming Immortal, which I am in love with this book.
He's a Rewire Your Brain, does a bunch of shows on Gaia. Basically that the multiverse and manifesting is all at your fingertips, and we are all gods, and you just have to, you can heal yourself.
I'm really into that, but in practice, it doesn't work.
This sounds like a future YouTube video for me. We're going to practice this on you, Wade, and it'll be like Super Size Me. We're going to do Joe Dispenza meditations for, 30 days, and we're going to see. We're going to see what happens.
So I have to do them.
You got to do them because, you're like the dude.
I'm the test subject.
The dude who
I'm Morgan Spurlock.
Rest in peace, Morgan Spurlock, who ended up.
Sporklock.
Yeah, I can't say his name. I feel.
It's Sporklock because
I feel like I'm really being offensive right now. But Mr. Morgan.
Did that guy die?
He died.
Yeah.
Well, he also like self-canceled. He was like, during the Me Too movement, he was like, yeah, I kind of did that. And everyone was like, why are you talking about, man? Like, why did you bring yourself up here? I think maybe he just wanted the attention.
I think he died, misunderstood the Me Too and thought it was people coming forward and they would be forgiven if they confessed.
I think he was no one made a big deal out of it. I don't know what he did, but his career was kind of, you know, he had already done his stuff, I feel like.
What did he die of? Something completely just whatever.
I thought it was heart stuff.
I think it was the McDonald's, guys. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, all McDonald's for 30 days? Or was it a year? Was it
no,
a year?
It was only 30. It was only 30 days.
I look.
Like something that a bunch of people do all the time.
I don't get it. I don't get it. This is why I have rice and beans cooking behind me right now. I gotta go to my wood burning stove and pull my organic rice and beans off really quick. I'll be back in a second.
Okay, but you're a yes on multiverse.
I'm yes on multiverse, absolutely. Okay. And I'm trying to wrap my head around it because Joe Dispenza talks about it in a way that was, for me, it was totally different than, like, you know.
Go get your beans and rice, and then Willie will fill me in on Joe Dispenza so that you don't have to.
Okay, but yeah, I just wanted to mention that I did do stunts for Spider-Man Far From Home, and that was a highlight of my career, going to Marvel Studios, which I did sign an NDA, so, you know, come after me, Marvel, please, whatever. But I became obsessed with Spider-Man, and Joe Dispenza's multiverse is different than that Tobey Maguire.
Than the Spider-Verse, right. How much of that was bullshit? Do you think he didn't do stunts for... He's been in Grand Canyon for 10 years. He didn't do stunts for Spider-Man.
We're good. Yeah, I put it on the marble countertop. And
Marble universe.
The marble universe.
I'm living that marble.
What stunts did you do? I want to know, because I've seen that movie so many times with Moose.
I run from explosions when Jake Gyllenhaal is blowing up the Tower Bridge. So I'm a pedestrian dressed in pedestrian clothes, but hired to run from explosion.
Is this true?
Maybe. I signed an NDA, you know, and it sucks because...
But the movie's out. The NDA only exists to keep the plot points in.
Okay.
You can spill. Okay. Well, I did. You've been in Grand Canyon for 10 years.
I do want to apologize for anyone who hasn't seen Spider-Man Far From Home, because I did ruin the ending.
Well, you said Jake Gyllenhaal was in it, which is a pretty big spoiler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the quiz. You're off the charts, Willie. You're a full five. You're probably higher. I don't think we've ever had anyone say yes to all these things. Not in the last 10 years. Oh, wait, we've only been doing this 10 years. I'm looking at my notes here.
The logic side of my brain has shriveled away.
But if the Joe Dispenza universe is correct, then it needs to dissolve. It needs to dissolve because, you know, the prison is, you're stopping yourself. We're raised to stop ourselves from all this stuff. Whoa. It falls in line with everything I've been leaning on and saying about multiverse really being like a prism, but we are all of the different ones. And whichever one you focus on is the one that you're aware of, but they're all possible.
I think I've been focusing on some really good things. The past 5 months of my life have been incredible. And I want to say I'm blessed and grateful for the people in my life and grateful for finding that book.
Well, you don't have to rub it in, man.
I'm just trying to acknowledge any listeners out there who, you know, I'm grateful.
Yeah, congratulations, dude. We're all really happy for you.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's get to the topic. Willie, hit us with that.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, freaky fossilized footprints or trace fossils. The trace fossils are like footprints, trails, and other evidence of biological activity. They're different from body fossils like bones and teeth. They're more rare than skeletal fossils. And it seems that a lot of the human footprint fossils don't really align with what science and history agree on, from humans being in America when that happened and when we weren't supposed to be walking with dinosaurs. So what do these footprints reveal? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
So question number one, these are footprints that are in America.
There's some, we're going to get into some, just a smorgasbord of footprint fossils that don't align with our current science and history.
But are they in America?
There's a bunch that are actually. crazy enough.
And what does that have to do with anything? Because we know that there was people here before Columbus and the tribes and stuff, right?
Yeah, but also, I mean, this was news, what, last year? The White Sands ones, Crocky?
Yeah, it came down to like an official paper. So there were, you know, whispers about it for years. I think probably like 4 or 5 years now that they had found them in the White Sands. I think it's a national park now. It was a national monument. To really break it down for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, you get fossils where like it's in a rock and it looks like the bones of an animal because the animal was in mud and then it became rock and then something replaced the bone. But we're talking about trace fossils are even more rare because it's just like a footprint. There's nothing else to go with it, but it's there and it can be studied.
Just to add on top of the rarity, turning into a fossil is like winning the lottery. It's that rare. Just a regular fossil. Most things don't fossilize. It has to be the exact right conditions where something dies and immediately gets covered with something that preserves it. And then over time, those pieces all get replaced with rock. Well, the trace fossils is even more rare because whatever that footprint was settled on needs to harden and then get covered with something and preserved. So they're more rare than just fossils. So anyways, go on.
So this is like lava or something.
For the most part, it has to be something soft, like, you know, like a wet. I get what you're saying. Could lava cover that and immediately seal it off?
I was thinking of what's the P town where they all died from the lava?
Oh, yeah.
The old one.
In Italy.
Yeah. We all know what I'm talking about. We don't have to think of it. Okay. And these things do not line up with our agreed history. Are they finding these things? We existed with dinosaurs. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that was one thing. We'll get to that in a bit. The first one, this is just...
But that's really interesting. All right. Now do your first one.
Only because this is the newest of news. This just happened and it's just now. They're just now confirming everything. There were humans in North America before the land bridge. They're thinking like, so even 23,000 years ago, there were humans here, which, you know, they don't have a record of any civilization being here. But in order for these footprints to be here, it's not just a rare random occurrence because there's a pregnant woman and they think there was a pregnant one, right, Crocky?
Yeah. Yeah. There's things they can see in there, like the way somebody's walking, the weight. So yeah, there's...
And it's so far south. Yeah, go on.
White Sands, you know, the belief is this was some kind of muddy, sandy thing. And they even found seeds. That's what's interesting with it, too. So there were seeds that were actually like solidified in the rock that they were able to date this a lot more accurately than other things. But yeah, it goes back further than the land bridge theories. I think it you know, definitely opens the door to the Polynesian migration ideas or you know, people showing up by boat to the West Coast or South America much earlier than was thought.
Yeah, it's weird because the current accepted history of a lot of the Polynesian islands is that a lot of them didn't actually travel and they all died on these islands because they ran out of resources. And it's weird because there is a lot of evidence that they flourished and went to all these different islands and they're like, no, they couldn't have. They didn't leave. They died. They just don't have.
Why do people think that though? Because it's like, yeah, obviously like we were a migration species, right? Until we conquered all the fucking elements by like building shit.
Yeah. Because
killing tigers,
that history needs you to find the connections. You need to find the bones and the civilization. And, you
know. But it's just common sense, isn't it? I mean, what do they think? We all just sprang up on different land masses at the same time.
Right.
Fucking stupid. Like figure it out. Science. Like what about Pangaea? Like, I know Pangaea was like eternities ago, but like, is there any way that there were humans walking around on Pangaea? No, right?
General idea is that was before humans. And what's fun with Grand Canyon is when you walk a trail into the Grand Canyon, you're passing all these rock layers. And so it's something that all of my experiences in northern Arizona have allowed me to wrap my head around this in a more interesting way because you're touching and you're feeling and you're seeing the fossils as you go lower into the canyon, the fossils change. You are going back in time. And so in the, you know, beginning of your hike, you're seeing sea fossils. And then you might see fern fossils or dragon wing fossils. You get a little lower and you're getting to the point before, like where fish started to walk on the land and could have left trackways. And then once you get below that, you're before fish were walking on land. You're to where you have, you know, worm burrows, and down to single celled organisms would be the lowest fossils when you hike down in the canyon. Would be stromatolites, would be the oldest fossils found in the canyon.
What do those ones look like?
A stromatolite, I've seen a few different examples, but it's almost like, almost looks like a webbing or something in the rock. It's very subtle.
Gross. Spiders.
Yeah.
Do you ever get scared? Cause you see one of those fossils and you're like, ah, spiders around here somewhere.
Well, yeah, no, that I have a funny story for that is, when Lewis and Clark embarked on their, you know, what did they call that? The Lewis and Clark expedition.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They were told, somebody's got to fact check this, but they were told by Benjamin Franklin to look out for giant ground sloths, because in Benjamin Franklin's front yard, or I'm probably butchering this, I could be wrong, please don't kill me, world, but in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, somebody's got a skeleton of a giant ground sloth in their front yard. Pretty sure it was Ben Frank. And he told Lewis and Clark, he's like, hey, look out for these giant ground sloths while you're out there.
And they were like, all right, man. Like, what do you want us to do when we get to one?
Right? It's crazy. Like,
well, the trippy thing is, okay, so with the White Sands trackways, they first found sloth footprints. And this could be a whole other theory. So they found giant ground sloth. It's called the Shasta. Shout out to California, the Shasta ground sloth. They found the footprints of that at White Sands first. And they're like, oh my God, I think we found human footprints.
Yeah.
And they looked at
upright,
it. Walked
upright, like two-legged bears.
Yes, yes. And then, yeah, and it was like, oh, it's a sloth. And imagine having that you know, decline in excitement and then finding human footprints alongside the giant ground sloth footprints in White Sands.
Yeah, I'm buzzing with excitement at the mere thought of that. I just don't even know.
Right. Yeah. So
I mean, you on board.
This one's cool. Yeah. Right. We start off with this one because it's new, but it really is just like, okay, well, I mean, it's cool because they kind of have to, like,
for those of you who don't know, I looked it up. I didn't know.
They have to read
White Sand. Wait, let me finish what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I know I cut you off, but I was just trying to do a little interlude. The White Sands is Nevada, South Nevada, right? Oh, I'm sorry, New Mexico. South New Mexico.
Yes.
If you don't know where it is, then you haven't seen Space Camp, because it's the old landing site for NASA.
Yeah.
And the Space Camp kids have to land in White Sands.
Yeah, I've never seen Space Camp.
Which is also trippy. I haven't seen it either. Let's have a watch party. We'll discuss.
It's got young Joaquin Phoenix. It's got Sarah Jessica. No, it's the other girl. The woman that married John Travolta, Kelly Preston.
I'm sure it's great.
Yeah. Who looked just like Sarah Jessica Parker from Flight of the Navigator. Anyways,
White Sands is kind of a big deal. It's where they did all this, like, testing sites. It's where
it's a dried lake bed where they have miles and miles of flat land. So, yeah, rocket tests.
Virgin Galactic is located right next to it.
Fast car speed land records are held there.
Is that where they do it? That's what it is?
That's
it's
one
that
of them.
Real flat fucking... I've seen that. I didn't know that was what it was. I thought that was just in the desert somewhere.
Well, that's part of it. But yeah, White Sands is also sand dunes. There's sand dunes and there's kind of playa stuff. And... I once hiked so far in that park, I got to a sign that said, caution, undetonated mines.
Oh my gosh, dude.
And then I turned around.
Did you just try throwing some rocks? I would have thrown some rocks for like an hour.
poke it with a stick.
That's maybe the funnest way to commit suicide. It's just like walking into that and just being like, I don't know. Oh, every step I take, this is exhilarating.
Instagram live, I'm going.
Just do a five, host a 5K race.
Oh my God.
We gotta clean these minds out. Who's suicidal and also a runner?
So yeah, it's interesting in that way too. I mean, you could go down a whole like conspiracy route of like, why are they finding this right next to a very hot government activity place?
Well, because it's near Roswell, is that what you mean?
Roswell, yeah, would be north of there.
I mean, what do you mean? You just mean the testing? Did they do nukes and stuff?
Well, okay, so the significance. These are the oldest known human footprints in North America. That's the significance. And like, why would they just appear right there next to, you know, where all of this history of crazy government testing and experiments happen? Talk about a multiverse moment.
Well, okay, but you're going to have to define, because that's not the multiverse. That's just our same universe.
It's that idea of like aliens showing up because ever since we detonated the first nuclear bomb and then the aliens showed up.
Mm-hmm. And this is the first, but it's also, okay, but.
So wait, are you alluding to the idea that maybe because the nuclear testing is happening, some parallel or multi-dimensional universe, or maybe that's why people moved there, because there was energy transferring across times, that you're saying something like that?
Exactly. You're reading my mind. Yep. Boom. We'll go with that. There's an energy there. There's an energy that drew these people to be walking around with the Shasta ground sloths. And it's like, you guys saw that movie Here, right? Everybody saw that movie Here.
Yeah, everyone's seen it. It's really good. It's a webcam in a place.
Oh yeah, I didn't see
and
it.
No, but I hear it. Like it that. Starts with like primordial ooze, right? And then it like builds to Tom Hanks like proposing to his wife, yeah, having a child.
It's a one camera shot of ooze turning into a fish and then into a thing, and then Tom Hanks.
Does it really?
It would have been interesting if they kept. No, it does, doesn't
oh
it?
Oh my God.
Well, but it does, but it doesn't it start? It starts with like nothingness or something. I haven't seen it. I've only heard that it starts before you think it starts. Like it starts just yeah, knowing like that
you're
it's
waiting
just
in
like,
line for the movie. You're actually part of it.
Oh,
it's like
funny.
Going to a Cirque show in Vegas.
Where if they for every theater had a camera set up and had you waiting in line for part of the movie.
For one lucky line waiter, they superimpose your face over Tom Hanks. So it's like you the whole time.
Is there a movie where they put the audience in the movie? Did that happen?
No, but that happens in like rides, you know, in like theme park rides.
Yeah, okay. As far as movies are concerned, I think that they tried to trick people, and I don't know. There was something with Gremlins that I remember people saying. No, it wasn't
Gremlins.
I don't know.
Talk about Gremlins, you know.
Yeah, let's talk about Gremlins.
Well, let's do this. These dinosaur footprints, right?
Yeah.
So, let's see. Hold on, I gotta get to him. Oh crap!
Well, that's
does this? Are you gonna? Are you just okay, Willie?
That's what the paleontologists say.
Here's my question.
I gotta get to him. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it was a good joke, I guess. You could say that about any profession.
Thank you.
So they found these footprints in Brazil.
Wait, Willie, I have a question.
Yeah.
So Gremlins 3 is coming out this year.
Are you just going to be a vessel for some kind of Christian science, you know, belief where it's like, no, the Earth's only 2,000 years old and like we walked with the dinosaurs and stuff, or the dinosaurs?
No,
are a
because
hoax.
they don't believe in dinosaurs. You know, this
well,
is,
the dinosaurs are a hoax.
No.
Yeah, they were put there by Satan. They're put there by Satan to.
to make us, you, I don't know, think into... that the Earth was old?
Right. No, I grew up being told those things, but I don't believe those things. And
wait, really? Your church was that?
They said, I asked them about dinosaur bones, and they said, well, some things are put there for people to not look past their evidence. It's a test.
Non-answer, dude. Like, fuck you, pastor.
So, you know, basically saying that, like, well, if it doesn't, it, like, the devil put stuff there to trick us into not believing.
What happens if a dinosaur sins? Are we going to all get to hell and there's going to be dinosaurs there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the dinosaurs were the biggest sinners. They weren't even supposed to exist. What are you doing? Living and eating plants and eating each other.
Gobbling shit up like it's your planet.
Isn't it crazy the T-Rex became a chicken? I mean, you got chicken joints on every corner. And that was the T-Rex. That was the biggest, most dangerous, the scariest monster in Jurassic Park movie. And now, like, people are just gobbling it up.
I need it spicy. I need my T-Rex spicy.
I think that's what's scary about humans, man. Not only do they exterminate you, but then they turn you into a moneymaker.
Yes. It's like they're like karma from being this like apex predator millions just of like, years ago.
Fuck off. You thought you were cool? We're going to eat you on Friday.
Yeah, hey. I love the idea of let's say time travel ends up happening and there's some karmic warriors who's like, "Oh, we're going to feed some chicken sandwiches to these T-Rex." You know, let them
one day you're going to be sitting in a bucket.
That's why everything tastes like chicken, right? Like, that's the whole joke is, like, snakes taste like chicken and stuff. Everything just tastes like chicken.
That's an interesting theory there. Yeah, let's bank that future episode.
Ooh, snake, a reptile, tastes like a dinosaur.
Right.
So this one,
I don't know this one. Yeah, hit me with this one. I don't think I know this one.
Footprints from, Paluxy, P-A-L-U-X-Y, Paluxy Riverbed near Glen Rose, Texas. The scientific consensus is that these are either misinterpretations or hoaxes, but they found some human footprints and dinosaur footprints, fossils, both of them, in the same, like, piece of rock.
In the same kind of time period, like if we're going down the Grand Canyon, humans and dinosaurs are at the same level.
You could not have a fossil of a different time laid next to a fossil of another time because that has already been set into a fossilized stone layer. So it couldn't get muddy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a trip on where I'm sitting right now. I'm going to throw this in there too. So on this ranch, I'm between the Paleozoic and the Mesozoic. So if I were to walk to my left, I would get to Paleozoic fossils. So this is fossils before dinosaurs existed. This would be, they called it the Great Dying. It was massive oceans, and I would find sea fossils to my left. So it's a limestone layer. If I walk to my right, I'll find a sandstone layer, and that is the first layer in this region of the Mesozoic. So that would be where you find, they just found some ancient fossils. They were building an apartment.
So cool. They got to stop all building everywhere, right? Every time they find something?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
What are the fossils? What are they like in the Mesozoic?
So there is something called the, you guys are going to totally think this is April Fool's. There is something called the Arizonasaurus. You can look this up. I swear, Google it. The Arizonasaurus that was found in the layer that I'm sitting on right now. So if I were to start digging around, it's possible I could find another. I believe there's only one full Arizonasaurus that's been found, and that was probably about 80 miles from where I'm sitting. But yeah, it's possible I could find another one by just digging.
So what is an Arizonasaurus? Is it a dinosaur, and he's just got like the cheapest tea?
It's like tall, like a thick can.
Yeah, he's a little wide, a little tall.
Just rip on this poor guy. Arizonasaurus is actually beautiful. I'm Googling it right now. They got some beautiful artwork.
I have a good point to bring up. because at what point did the ability to look through the layers of land and pinpoint time stop? Because you are sitting on the same level that this Arizonasaurus sat at. So
yeah.
So then therefore you could have a footprint and an Arizonasaurus could have a footprint and they would be from tens of thousands of years of difference.
That's what you would call an unconformity. So it's like when rock layer has eroded away down to something older, but then new sediment is laying on top of that. Like we find that in the Grand Canyon. There's the great unconformity where there's like almost like a billion years of rock layer missing. So it's like something happened that eroded it away. And then you get fossils that are completely different on top of each other in that sense.
When that does happen and there's different layers and then there's new ground, they can age the difference because of things like the seas.
They're very clearly different rock layers. It's clear that they're different. You know, it's not in the same rock layer.
Okay, cool. Asked and answered. Got it.
And then, the other thing to mention is when rock gets cooked too much, it becomes metamorphic. So you're like schist would be a metamorphic rock or gneiss would be a metamorphic rock. And when the rock almost gets like too much pressure, too much heat, essentially when it's like so low underground, then everything's erased. So it's like this constant, you know, record. It's like a record book. Some people used to call them pages. When you look at different rock layers, they're pages. And the pages at the bottom are getting burned constantly. And so, you know, bring it back to how rare these things are.
Yeah. And so this riverbed, let's see. They have this, the Taylor Trail, which is what they call the alleged human footprints along the dinosaur tracks. Paleontologists and geologists have thoroughly examined these claims and have concluded that the alleged human footprints are either, I said this earlier, misinterpretations of dinosaur tracks. But
I'm kind of less interested on like the actual, I just like what. Could this be real that humans and dinosaurs, wouldn't that be like crazy? That's so insane, right?
Right. So one idea is that I mean we do have fossil records of layers, you know, millions of years, but they also, I only bring this one up to then bring up the next one where they found some really old human footprints that don't match either. Like one example is this, they found some in Kenya where they found Homo erectus and Paranthropus boisei, I don't know how to say it, two ancient hominin species, that walked around the same time, suggesting they coexisted and potentially interacted 1.5 million years ago. And I'm going like, okay, well, first off, when did humans come about, or hominins?
Yeah.
What does this mean for us, though? Does it mean that our evolution has stagnated? Like if we had upright, you know, humans, we're talking, what do you call them?
Yeah.
Because we got all the different.
Bipedal.
But like my brain is fucked. What are we called?
The human family tree or hominins began about 6 million years ago.
So we've just been the same for 6 million years?
Well, no.
Are you talking? That's the distinction back that I want. I want to know the distinction between Cro-Magnon and what are we? What are we? Homo sapiens,
yeah.
Let me throw this out since I have it up right now. Is, you know, so dinosaurs. Dinosaurs and mammals both emerged in the Mesozoic time period. The first was the Triassic. So they both emerged in that time. The oldest mammal goes back to 225 million years ago, whereas, you know, humans are more recent. But yeah, we know for a fact that there were mammals around in the time of dinosaurs.
Do you think that it was just like a duck-billed platypus, only with human feet, and he's just kind of walking around, and people are like, "Well, that's a human. That's definitely because like he's already got a duck bill, and he's already like furry and shit. It's like what is this? Like why wouldn't he have human feet?"
Yeah. I want a recording of this to get to these scientists. Have you thought of this?
Have you ever thought of it? Just have you ever thought of it? Like, I don't know. Think outside the box. Maybe it's just had human feet.
Yeah. The duck-billed platypus has all these things going on. What if there was some mammal?
He's already crazy. Let's throw some more shit in there. You don't know.
A mammal with human feet, but it's got like a crocodile body and, you know, it's got a
like
Tom
a
Hanks
kangaroo
head.
Tail, like a fucking weird. Can I say mongoloid or is that?
I think
that,
so.
You can say mongoloid still.
And it needed glasses, but those weren't invented until way later. So they had to walk up to things.
Moving along.
The only reason it walked is because I had bad eyesight. So it had to approach things. So that it could see. What is that?
So yeah. So Homo sapiens came around about 300,000 years ago, whereas hominins. Let's see.
That's where the opposable thumbs came from. It was like when you show someone something on their phone and then they got to grab their glasses.
Hominins 6 million years ago. So yeah.
Go on.
I was gonna
do a dumb joke about how our thumbs are gonna grow much longer to just hit all the things on our phone
because these iPhones are getting so big.
They're too big
and skinnier. People and skinnier, in the
future.
Right?
Oh, that guys, can we write a future screenplay? Let's write a future screenplay with all this kind of stuff in it and be like, oh man, people's thumbs must be huge. Another one that's gonna happen: Amish people. Oh man, they don't pay internet bill. They don't pay a phone bill. They must be the richest people in the world.
Yeah, the Amish people have taken over.
So we get these humans of the future that have all these weird growths, and they're trying to research some civilization they found, these Amish, and so they're making all these assumptions.
Well, yeah. and that's where the conflict comes in, because it's like, well, why would we grow longer thumbs if the Amish didn't have electricity? Ooh. And so they wouldn't need to have longer thumbs to
there's
use
a
the device. Yeah, the
branch.
There's a gas can next to this wooden wheel.
Okay, talk about fossils. What kind of fossils are people going to find 100 million years from now?
Well, but this goes to the whole thing, because like this is sort of on theme with what we've been talking about the past couple of months, which is like, wait, it is, right? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I just connected the thought. I think like last week or a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about that, like ancient technologies, like ancient Egypt and stuff like that.
Yeah. We don't know how it's going.
We were way more advanced and then they got wiped out and we're kind of rebuilding. We'll get wiped out and then they'll rebuild and stuff like that. Like this kind of goes along with it, right?
Where and it's
like,
does specifically because some people think that what has happened, this kind of goes along with some kind of flood theory, because if you find they're finding footprints lower and then let's say starts to turn into a fossil, gets covered or whatever, and the bodies get washed up to a higher level and you'll find, I don't remember how it was pieced together, but saying that like, floods can affect us finding the skeletons separate from the
from
the footprints,
things getting absolutely things getting washed around, pushed around, flash floods,
and maybe the flood is why the footprints got sealed, because it just covered up with some shit right away.
So what do you think? I mean, like, are we just kind of saying the same thing that we were saying last week, which is like, yeah, we just don't know. Like, we have no idea how long humans have been around, and we're finding more evidence that like maybe we're a lot older than we thought we were. Or yeah.
Yes, and like specifically hominins, you know, I was reading something, and I'm not finding it right now, but they were saying like there was like at one point maybe I think 4 to 8 different hominid species all living together. And once Homo sapiens came around, the rest of them died off. And they're like, oh, so these things could all still have sex with each other. But yeah, we killed them all off.
Like, but that kind of makes sense, right? Because like you don't want to, let's see how I can put this delicately. Like, nobody fucks the dumbest guy in class.
Right. And if you want to call it racism, they weren't the same race, but it's just like,
I was going to do more of like a Down syndrome kind of thing.
I know. I was thinking if they found a Down syndrome Amish skeleton, and like, why is the head so shaped different?
Is that true? Are the head shaped different? I thought the head was the one thing that was the same. But I want to get off of this thin ice and I just like think like, yeah, they all fucked each other and became Homo sapiens, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then it was like, and then it's just kind of breeding. I don't know if we killed the rest. Maybe we did, but like, it just feels like it's breeding. It's just like
picture a less civilized version of today. And you've got these right wing hominids versus these left wing ones. Well, if one of them is just going to kill the other one, there's no reason to to listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's not put any ideas out there.
I know.
But yeah,
it doesn't matter because conservatism will die with the children. Like, they're not going to. Anyway, Crocky, what?
We see it with different species that, you know, they're constantly competing for food. They're competing for food and water. And I don't know. Maybe I do want to go down that rabbit hole a little bit. It's like, yeah, it'll be interesting what humans do because humans have so much power right now over other species.
Well, picture, let's say we get into this dystopian future. Well, let's say technology goes away and we have to survive and all the animals get out of the zoo. If you don't kill the monkeys, they will eat you also. So you have to kill them. So that's an interesting take to be like, it didn't have to be a competition for food.
Do you think that though? Because I'll bet like if I found a group of monkeys, if I'm in LA and the monkeys got out of the zoo and they're used to being around people and stuff, I feel like we would gang up and be like, let's get the dogs. Let's get the cats. Like, let's take them down. And they're cuter than monkeys and stuff, but I'm not going to tell these monkeys they can't eat cats, you know?
But I just
think I want to be the last thing that they eat is all I'm saying. And like, there's probably enough meat around that they don't have to eat me. And then I'll fuck one of them. I'll fall in evolution.
He'll do it.
Oh, God,
he'll do it, guys. Watch out. But yeah, no, it goes into like evolutionary tactics. And like, what if you made yourself less edible? Like, is that possibly a tactic humans have done? Is like, we've made ourselves less edible than...
Oh, just by like doing drugs and drinking alcohol and shit. Just like,
oh, yeah, dude. Like, they take a bite of us. It's like, oh, yeah, this one was drinking Coca-Cola for years.
His liver is calcified.
Because the world existence is so different when you have a predator. Like, imagine, you know, we are essentially the top of the food chain, unless you're going to go walk around with grizzly bears or swim with killer whites. You know, there's still places where a human can put themselves in a place where they're not the top of the food chain.
But a bear could do that. You know, a bear could jump into the ocean and get eaten by a whale. We're not worse than bears. Like, listen, I can't go one-on-one with a bear, but that's why we have, like, machine guns. I'll just fucking take that motherfucker out.
You know, aren't there, like, plasma guns now, too? You just, like, charge it up, plug it in?
Like a Fallout 4, like, plasma gun?
I feel like these are the things no one's talking about, too. I'm on a roll here.
I'm sure Willie knows all about it, dude. I mean, they've got weapons, for sure, that we haven't seen.
Imagine a solar-powered laser gun. Imagine having a solar-powered laser gun and you just walk around the world.
Well, I mean, my thing is, I know that they're developing stuff like this in for like, you know, in like Department of Defense, but I've never known of any available for. They do have them, but only, only military. I've never heard of a person.
Hook us up, dude. Hook us up. We got the Second Amendment. So, but
Bring it back in. Bring it back in.
Yeah, I kind of want to pull this all together. So, what does this mean? If humans or hominids were walking around the same time as dinosaurs, what does that change for us and our knowledge isn't that a little negative to be like, oh shit, it took us this long. We thought we were much faster at being evolved and like taking over the world, but really fucking holy shit.
The things that Willie was talking about is like the people evolved, they advanced, and then there was a great reset, right? And then they evolved, advanced, and there's great reset, like something comet hits or whatever happens. And
that's as far as they got. They got to be humans, but dinosaurs were still around.
I mean, picture this. Picture the way we live today. It's going to be more than rare than rare than rare to find a fossil of someone living today, because we bury our dead and we cremate them. And we live on concrete.
Someone
to fall into asphalt. That situation. Mm. How many fossils do you think of humans were made that died last year?
Pompeii. It just came.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're also, yeah, the listeners at home are just, they've been screaming like for the past hour. Pompeii.
You're welcome for the payoff. I did it.
Pompeii.
Is this encouraging for us
I want to jump in on that, because I never thought about that before. How we're like basically like making it so we won't be known. Like we're obsessed with being seen. We're making, you know, YouTube videos and Instagram reels and podcasts. We're obsessed with being seen and heard, but we're keeping ourselves from the ultimate thing that would allow you to be seen and heard for millions of years, would be becoming fossilized.
Would you pay for a fossilization company? It's like,
that would be better than the cryogenics.
You can get a fire stick buried with you.
Yes. Yeah. It's got a QR code.
And then you could see all my shitty Channel 101 shows. Dude. And people are like, well, I don't understand any of these jokes.
Some billionaire is going to hear this and they're going to be like, I would like to be fossilized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forget mummification. Mummification lasts, you know, what, tens of thousands of years? No. Fossilized, you're going to last hundreds of millions of years.
Wow, dude.
Well, if anything, we got a new cool way to make money. We just sell fossilization to people.
We'll go to the sharks. Right? How long is your legacy gonna last?
Hey, sharks, do you ever think that you're just sitting around for so long that you might as well be a fossil just on your couch? Well, what if you could be a fossil forever?
You could be in the museums of the future.
Tombstones will crumble. Books.
So who wants to come along with me? And I don't have a closer. I hate Shark Tank so much.
I gave you all that's a fossil of my a finger. We made them. I don't know. You can't make them.
Yeah, we made this.
Let's rock.
And you wave goodbye and all your fingers are gone.
let's rock. Let's rock it. I like that too. These are great. Yeah. All these pictures are great.
Close. I have a nice idea. Don't take it for granted.
Ice? Like a night? Oh. Okay. See? This is what we need.
Don't take your legacy for granted.
We need a pun.
Get
man.
Get fossilized today.
Mr. Wonderful.
Live on the Riviera. Reupholstered furniture, that is.
So it's interesting, and it's on theme, and is there anything else to say? I mean, I think we've said it all.
Hang on. Yeah. No, I had something. So we're keeping ourselves from being fossilized, which this is blowing my mind right now, because Because, yeah, like if we were walking around the mud, walking around the sand, take off your shoes, like, I think it is a call to action. I think it's a call to action. Get out of the city. You need a little that, you know, just barefoot in the mud kind of time.
Right, because there's going to be more footprints. There's more trace fossils from now, but you can't even attach anything to this time period.
Yeah, that would be insane. Because I also, what I started thinking about too in there is cars have been around for what, 100 years, just over 100 years. Like when you look at the rock layers, 100 years is nothing.
Yeah, it's not even an inch.
Like a millimeter. Yeah, like not even a millimeter. And so, yeah, you think, I don't know. Like, obviously, the things that creatures were building were like nests and maybe adobe homes and things like that that would have crumbled to time. Whereas we do have metals and plastics.
But metals get eaten, oxidation, like,
yeah.
Nothing lasts.
Do you think that this is something that we want? Like as a society, community, whatever we are, do we want to be remembered? Like, I know that we all instinctually sort of just like when you're staring into the abyss of death and like, I'm not going to exist anymore. You do think like, well, that's why I have children. And that's why I make art or whatever, so that it will stand the test of time. But do you think us as a global society are caring about like the next thing that comes up in 2000 years? Can we help them? I feel like we're so selfish that like, we don't even give a fuck about that.
Right. Like, the only people that I've seen that push towards that, like that, I forget who did it, but this person built this pyramid in, is it New Mexico, Arizona, maybe? I don't know. And he's trying to write a history of humans etched in stone. And,
oh, interesting.
And it is skewed and he is religious, but he's trying to put up all this science stuff up too. Like, hey, here's the history of humans as of now.
Interesting.
History of the world, I think, is what it's called. And, you know, the pyramid is just something to go.
Whoa, hang on. I'm sorry. Like, we have the seed bank. Is that in...
Norway,
Alaska? Norway? No, that's right. It's not Alaska.
I think it's Scandinavia.
I thought it was in. I thought it was in the.
Antarctica?
Multiples.
Yeah,
I imagine there's. You know, it's like.
Sure, but we do
on that.
So we do.
I think you should leave. Like, I got doubles. I got doubles of this car.
Yeah, I got triples. I got triples of these. Yeah.
Oh, seed banks? I got triples.
But as a society,
that's what you honestly want. Triple. If you're going to have triples of anything, I had a weekend hanging with some tribal members, and they were talking about they're trying to save this one species of agave. You know, and this stuff comes up a lot with the tribes in Arizona. It's like they might lose a species of, you know, bean or squash or something, and they're looking around for seeds, and they sometimes go to the museum to see if the museum has seeds.
Oh, snap.
Really?
This has happened, yes.
What about bananas? Bananas are crazy now, right? And I know that bananas is synonymous with crazy, but like, it is weird that bananas have changed so much and we don't know what a real banana tastes like.
Yeah, that shit is bananas.
It's crazy.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
And fucking Gwen Stefani is making money off of it. Fucking bitch.
Yeah. When are we going to make a song? Three of us right here.
Anytime. Let's do it. I'm just learning that you're like a gift of gab.
Who made your beats? Yeah.
I was the producer. I was the beat producer, but it evolved. I started making beats when I was a teenager. So I was known for that. I actually, I performed live when I was 17 years old, and my first live performance was 2 miles from Taylor Swift's house. And I always like to joke and say that she saw me on local access television and said, I could do that. Because, she obviously became more famous than me. I moved to LA, and then a year later, she moved to Nashville and blew up.
So, well, okay, we should end the episode.
Weird story.
No.
But we had something good going there.
What, the seeds and stuff?
Yeah, no, I wanted to sort of bring around that idea of like being remembered. So you were asking about us as a whole. You're saying,
yeah,
like,
do you really think that we want to be remembered? Yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
We're in this insane time of culture, right? Where we aren't doing group things like fairy tales or the Bible or oral tradition stories. Like those were group things that people created art or music as a group. And now we're in this such an individual thing where people are like, this is my art, this is my music, this is my story. And everybody so bad wants to be seen, wants to be heard, that yeah, we are losing sort of like, what if like an entire state came together and said, hey, we're gonna build a 600-foot-tall pyramid in this state and we need the help of everyone in the, you know, just come dedicate, just pledge one day.
You don't have to pay taxes if you participate, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's 300 million people in America. So imagine if one person pledged one day to some project. Imagine what we could do all together.
Well, and picture something happening like a solar flare that would knock out technology for a second for people to like have it set and be like, oh, this is pretty vulnerable. And
wait, but hang on though, because I want to go down a different road. Like, I think Crocky's onto something here where it's like, all right, so let's build a pyramid, something that will withstand the test of time. You know how everyone in their grade school always had the what is it called? The time canister?
Time capsule.
Time capsule. So it is in us to be like, oh, hey, remember the past? Like, and here's where we were and stuff. Like if we were making the pyramids, why would you show them what, you know, like, and is that a clue to the actual pyramids? Like they were just trying to like not be erased from history.
Can I say two things on that? So one theory, you know, one of my favorite theories about the pyramids is like it was an ancient power plant. But the other thing is the symbolism. Have you guys ever seen those charts where they like have the symbolism of like the pituitary gland and the penile gland compared to the inner chambers of the pyramid and how it almost like of looks course. Like a brain.
We've been doing this for 10 years. So yeah, there's seen it.
So there, you guys ever, you know, hear of gremlins, you know, these things that they're afraid
gremlins,
of. Water.
I heard Gremlins 3 is about to come out.
Did you ever have a dream that
you could wish and a star and then something dream, anything you want.
So the pyramid, the other thing,
should we talk about the pyramids? Should we talk about what you're about to say? Because we really do need to end this episode because I'm stressed out.
This is an episode ender right here. Are we, as we look at these fossils, and there's one I'm studying right now. I just talked to one of the top geologists, Carl Carlstrom of University of New Mexico, about it. They're the oldest known evidence of a vertebrate walking in sand, and they were found in the Grand Canyon in 2016. They were just revealed because of a rock slide in 2016. Nobody knew about them, but they're now dated to be 313 million years old. And this is the oldest evidence that basically whenever a fish came out of the water and said, I'm going to walk on land, this is our oldest evidence of seeing. Well, maybe I'm stretching it there. But the oldest evidence of a vertebrate creature walking in a sand dune in the world. And they were just revealed in 2016. So they're also going to vanish. That's not going to be around forever because what the trail workers did is they just put it on the side of the trail. They didn't pull this thing out in a helicopter and put it in a museum. It's just sitting there. It'll crumble to time like anything else. And so it begs the question, will we find everything? Will we figure everything out? Or are we just meant to enjoy life and not worry about our legacy, not worry about leaving all these things behind and just enjoy the experience?
Yeah. And I think that's a, It's a very subjective question. I mean, it's like, are you a narcissist or are you cool? You know?
Hey.
Do you need people to know that you existed? Or are you cool?
You want to take a hit of the joint?
Right. Anytime. Do you have a Wikipedia page of your family? And then what happens when digital? I only brought up the thing earlier, like trying to give a purpose for someone to go beyond the regular technological ways of having a history of you and your family. Sorry, I don't mean to bring up a new topic, but I'm going like, that still will be important to people in the near future, especially the upper class.
I guess.
You know what would be interesting too? I'd love to interview somebody. I mean, this happens all over the world, but like closer to home for you guys, you probably know people who lost their home in the LA fires. And what do you go through mentally when you lose everything? And you're just like, you know, like, do some people try to amass all the possessions that they had? Do some people say, oh, that was meant to happen, and I guess I'm meant to have a simpler life?
I mean, I can answer. I know that when I lose something, I get over it almost immediately, because who gives a shit? Like when my computer dies and I lose like a script or something, it's kind of like, I'll just redo another script. I don't care that much, you know. I don't care about my family photos and shit. I don't care, man. I'm just out here. I'm just out here doing shit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I care too much. I still have newspaper clippings from high school, you know. Even if that I'm not even in, like my
Give
friends.
Give up. Give up.
Here's when Bill was in the paper.
Give up. Give up.
I'm trying to learn the experience thing, and something that helped me a lot is I hiked with a blind man last year. It's a whole other story, but just trying to understand blind people. They don't have things on their walls. They don't have art on their walls. They don't have posters. I'm not going to speak for everybody, but like it's a weird concept when you think about it. What if you went blind? Like, how many things would you get rid of?
Everything.
This is a lame question. Do you think that there's like Braille dick pics where it's just like the shape?
Oh my god, yes. How do blind people do porn?
They just feel like, I mean,
yeah, but like what if you don't have a woman or a man there?
You got like department stores, they got mannequins.
Ah! I'm so fucking scared for you to have to edit this down. So let's end the episode. And Crocky, thank you so much for being here. Do you have any plugs or anything that you want to do? It's youtube.com/Grand Canyon TV. You can see all of his adventures.
Yeah, I'll have a video about these trackways, the oldest known evidence of vertebrate walking in a sand dune. I'm gonna have a video coming up on that. That's my study right now.
He just did a cleaning up trash in the Grand Canyon wrap.
Shout outs to Walton Goggins goggle glasses. Some of my TikToks went viral and they sent me a pair of these Goggins glasses.
So cool.
I have to.
Is that what you're wearing on your head?
Yeah.
I saw him wearing those today. Cool. That's awesome.
I have to tell the world about it. I mean,
wait, what is he? So what is he in where he's wearing those?
It's something he created. I don't know if he wears them in any shows or anything, but it's
good about them? What's the proprietary thing?
Well, they're so you can put arms on it, or it comes standard with the band. So it's like you can move around and do activities. I took them for a run in the canyon, and you know, good for those high speed activities, boating and mountain biking.
Do they come with a set of big teeth?
Hey, I got that fake tooth. I think that was his story. Walton Goggins like got his teeth knocked out, so they're like fake teeth.
I've heard something about that, and well, we gotta end the episode. Thank you everyone for listening. Willie, you got anything?
Good?
All right, Willie, bad movies. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We love you. Patreon.com slash free life sci-fi. Thanks, Craig.
Sci-fi.